This is Morning Edition from CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Families who provide care for children with developmental disabilities are asking lawmakers to not cut parts of Medicaid. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A group called Impacted Caregivers of Colorado says looming cuts will be devastating. Lawmakers are weighing a cap on weekly paid hours for most caregivers at 56 per week. Kira Judson of Peyton is the caregiver for her 11-year-old son, Samuel, who has a degenerative genetic condition and needs 24-hour care.
It's going to force some families to put their loved ones in facilities, which cost 10 times more to the state, or it will force families like mine into poverty-level income because I'm not willing to put my son in a facility.
Lawmakers face a billion-dollar-plus budget hole. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fewer people are moving to Colorado, and that's bad for business. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
In the past decade, Colorado went from being one of the most popular states for people moving within the U.S. to one of the least. That's according to a new report from the Common Sense Institute based on U.S. Census data. In 2014, Colorado ranked third among the states for domestic migration. In 2024, it ranked 44th. The report says the trend means there's not enough new workers to fill new jobs. Ultimately, that could make Colorado a less appealing place for businesses. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
More than 80% of Colorado adults understand the connection between a changing climate and health. That's according to the nonprofit, nonpartisan Colorado Health Institute, which surveyed 10,000 households last year. One in four said they understood that climate change worsened respiratory or breathing problems, and just 12% said the climate is not changing or that climate does not affect human health. This is CPR News at 6.